I'm joined by Majd Ara from the Malki district of northern Damascus. Majd, can you just describe some of the things you've seen today?
Yeah, actually today we have witnessed many explosions and gunfires from Damascus suburbs like Midan and Kafr Susa. Actually, for the last night, the clashes just like continued from 1 a.m. until 8 in the morning. Every now and then we hear booms and clashes coming, especially from Kafr Susa neighborhood, just like behind the Prime Minister's office.
What have you witnessed yourself?
Yeah, for myself, the place I'm living in is just like a fortress, because it's the safeguard of the regime. Actually, I'm near the hospital where the top generals are lying dead now. So this place is heavily secured now with many security personnel and some of the Republican guards who are responsible of saving this place.
We just had Assad has appeared on state TV, I gather. Do you think that's going to do anything to sort of calm the situation? Is this going to anger people?
No, I don't think he is going to calm people, because yesterday at 8 o'clock in the night, we have witnessed an exaggerated two sounds coming from Qasim Mountain, two very big booms. And those seems intended to terrorize the civilians in the area, nothing more. So I don't think things is going to be calm now.
How close are you to the area that was supposedly attacked yesterday?
Yeah, in the neighborhood where I'm living is just like a kilometer and a half from Kafr Susa and Midan, those two neighborhoods where the heavy clashes took place yesterday.
No, I meant the assault, the bombing that killed these three Assad insiders.
Yeah, actually, it's very near, because just like you can go there by walking 3 or 5 minutes, nothing
did
more.
Did you hear anything?
Yeah, I heard three small explosions, nothing more. The explosion sound was not too big, just like small explosions.
And then did you witness any of the scenes at the hospital afterwards?
Yeah. I've witnessed the ambulances entering the hospital, many of the civilian cars and security cars. After that, I've seen many doctors rushed away to the hospital. The place were closed down, every road leading to the hospital were closed. So very security reasons, and also seems many officials went to the hospital, because many shaded cars arrived with security guarding it and so on.
So what do you think happened?
Yeah, actually many I think that bombs were planted inside the conference room where those generals were meeting. So when it set off, they've been almost killed or injured, and they've been taken to the hospital immediately. And the way that this place witnessed these many security personnel and the close of the road, seems that something pretty bad happened for the regime. So mainly that's what actually should have been happening.
And how has the atmosphere changed since then?
Yeah, everything is a change now. If you go to Damascus streets, you can clearly see that there's very light traffic, no pedestrians at all. The main markets in the center of the capital are closed. Very long queues on bread shops. There's no gasoline in the petrol stations. Also, the garbage is everywhere, because it seems that those responsible of taking garbage is not working today.
So there's a kind of a breakdown of law and order?
Yeah, until now we cannot say that the regime is losing his grip over the capital, but we can clearly see that something is happening, because people are scared now. They almost stay at their home. Given that even today is the last day in our week, because today, tomorrow is a Friday, it's a weekend. So even that, we can see that people are not going in and out taking their buying their things or working or so on. So everyone is expecting something, and we were waiting.
Are many people leaving?
No, no. In the place where I live, which is relatively calm now, people are not leaving. It's the way around. Some of the people living in the south of Damascus are coming to the north because it's relatively safer.
But you said queues. Is there any sort of panic buying in shops?
Yeah, of course, there's panic. People's queuing to buy bread because it's very essential for them. And maybe because tomorrow also, or the day after it, it will be the beginning of Ramadan, which is the holy month, and everyone will be fasting. And so people are scared, and they are just trying to buy bread and some of the food they can eat for the next 2 or 3 days.
What do you think is going to happen?
Yeah, actually, nothing is clear now because we are waiting to see how the regime will be reacting to the coming of these top generals. But actually, expect more fighting, of course.
Were you surprised by the way that the state TV has handled this?
Yeah, actually, the state TV was very fast in announcing the death of the defense minister, which seemed odd. But maybe they were doing that because they wanted to conceal something else, because we at least know that this cell responsible for managing the problem in the country consists of at least 12 personnel. So now they have announced the death of 3, and two other are heavily injured, but we don't know the whereabouts of the rest of the people. So maybe the government is trying to cover up in some way.
Have there been helicopters over the city today?
Yeah, today in the morning there was helicopters. From now and then you can see one of them taking off from the military airport in Mazza and going to the south of the city. Yesterday at night there was a very traffic of helicopters in the sky of Damascus. There was almost 5 or 6 helicopters looming around the neighborhoods.
How much of the city would you say is controlled by the Free Syrian Army, if any?
Yeah, mainly I'd rather not say that these neighborhoods are controlled by the FSA, but I can say that those neighborhoods are not under the control of the government, because FSA can move freely, but the government can actually at any time use tanks to enter those neighborhoods. So mainly the neighborhoods we are talking about are Midan, Kafr Susa, Tadamon, and part of Yarmouk Palestinian camp. Those constitute for 4 or 5 neighborhoods in the southeast of the city.
And you say that rubbish is piling up, that are sort of government workers staying away?
Yeah, that's right. In every neighborhood of the city, not only the south.
Okay, well, take care. Thanks very much.
Thank you. No, you're